Hey, thanks for listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing a Community Matters interview with Todd Young. He's the director of The Neighborhood in Ashland, Kentucky. And Todd, for those who maybe aren't familiar with what you guys do, or maybe those outside the Ashland area who have never heard of The Neighborhood, can you tell us a little bit of background about who you are and what services you guys provide?
Around 2002, we had a group of concerned citizens, actually city government, local government, faith-based organizations that came together and said, what would it look like if we centralized social services, so basic needs, under one roof? And that created The Neighborhood. So really the first five agencies that moved in were the Community Kitchen, River City Harvest, which is our food rescue and redistribution, CARES, which is our community resources, the Dressing Room, which is our oldest charity under Federated Charities, which provides, it's our clothing closet, and then Clean Start, which was Area Presbyterian Ministries, and they came in and did the showers, haircuts, permanent address for to get PO boxes so you could get housing. So those were the first five agencies that moved in under one roof to centralize social services for our community. You know, one of the biggest things that we see in poverty or low to moderate income people is they struggle tremendously with transportation. So to locate these centrally under one roof where they could get a number of things done at the same time and not have to run over town has been a big benefit for our clients.
Okay. So now is it still basically those five services or has it expanded?
Yeah. So we have Pathways in here now, which has a dual diagnosis set up, and they also do what they call the drop, which is a safe place for ages 14 to 26 to come. That's transitional age youth. It's a non-clinical setting where they can come in and hang. Everything is free, and then again build relationships and then help them set goals. Obviously, if there are other things that they're struggling with, which may be mental health, substance abuse, things like that, they can help them after they've built those relationships and plug them into the appropriate agencies for that type of help. Also, being located in the neighborhood, the drop is able, if we get young people in that have food insecurities, clothing needs, anything like that. All my directors have master keys, so they can go to the appropriate agency, get food, get clothing, get shoes, and help the kids out immediately if, you know, the rest of the agencies aren't open. And they are, the drop is open later than most of the other agencies in here.
Okay, so when is The Neighborhood open for those that might need help?
We're Monday through Friday to the public, 10 to 3. The kitchen serves dinner from 4:30 in the evening to 5:15. And then the drop is open till 6 o'clock, so 1 to 6 every day.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you guys are covering a lot of basic services. It's great that you can house all that kind of under one roof together. There's a lot going on. Let me ask you, Todd, about how many people do you guys serve on a regular basis?
We were just talking as directors the other day. You know, COVID's been kind of odd, but as far as everybody, what they're seeing, what we were seeing during COVID, we were seeing about 900 assistance records per month. And that equated to about 400 unique individuals. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, let's say Todd comes down and he's got a family of four. I'm counting Todd. So, you know, if I'm assisting Todd, I'm also assisting the family. So the numbers could be a lot higher if we count, you know, family units. And we have all that. We use a software package called Charity Tracker that everything we do is barcoded and electronically filed immediately.
Okay, so there's a pretty significant number of people who need help in our area. I know recently you guys had a dinner where you brought together pastors from different churches and different denominations to talk about a way to address poverty together. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so really it was, again, trying to engage the faith-based community. I believe that's our untapped resource. We just tried to get pastors together to, again, help them understand what we do, first of all, and to challenge them, you know, to do missions in their backyard. And second of all, you know, just kind of get reengaged after COVID and help them to understand that, you know, not only with people, but with monetarily, you know, what $50 would mean spread across 50 different churches monthly to this place. You know, CARES, it was basically founded to help the churches down here that were getting hit every day with people having needs or asking for money or running the hustle. And, you know, because of where we're at and some of the stuff that we've went through, churches have went through here recently, you know, those givings are down. So again, it was an attempt to reengage the faith-based community, help them to understand again what we do down here and how they could be involved. And again, COVID really hurt us. There's a lot of companies, big companies, that were helping us with volunteers that have not been released yet. So you know, we've kind of just been doing it on our own down here, and we really depend on our volunteers. I think the kitchen lost up to 40 volunteers, so that's a big hole. So that's what we were trying to do with meeting with these pastors, to, again, engage them, help them to understand what we're doing, and just how significant their participation would be for us.
Okay, so if you had pastors who weren't able to make it to that, or if you have churches who are interested in getting involved with what you guys are doing, how can they learn more? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so a couple ways. You can email me at nhnboard@gmail.com. I can also be reached at 606-327-5677. That's my office phone. And, you know, I always encourage people to come down and take a tour, because we always say it's like seeing a picture of the Grand Canyon and then standing on the rim. It's completely different. And once you walk through and see the flow of the place, you really start to understand how this streamlines assistance for our clients. And, you know, ultimately we're here to help people and not keep them where they're at, but to move them through and help them be successful, whatever that looks like for them.
Fantastic. It's a lot of stuff that's happening all at once, a lot of moving parts, but can you give me kind of a picture of how these things work together in somebody's life?
You know, I guess, Kyle, one of the things that I'd like to say is, you know, what we do down here is offer stability. You know, I've got one gentleman that I met when I've been here 5 years now that had been 9 years on the street, and the fact that he could come down here and still utilizes us to some extent through food, but he could come down here, get a shower, get help. One of the things that we ran into COVID is people that were going to court all of a sudden had to be on Zoom calls. And, you know, I remember this gentleman I'm talking about asking me what Zoom was. So through COVID last year, we sat lots of times in my office and helped people just go and appear at court, you know, virtually. And so I really want to report and say that that gentleman has been an employer for 2 years now. Got his own place. He's done his court stuff. He's, you know, and doing well. But he would tell you, if I could pull him up in front of you right now, he would tell you that it's a direct result of the agencies of the neighborhood working together.
Okay, and for those who get it, they're in, they want to help, what can they do and how can they get plugged in with you?
Well, again, like I mentioned earlier, you know, our volunteer status is really down. So you can come and volunteer in any of the agencies. The good thing is if you go to theneighborhood-ashland.org, that's our website, you can jump right on there, and then you can go to each agency and see how you can assist. We've got anything from, you know, administrative things that you can help with. You can help with food. You know, we'll start getting stuff in from the garden, from the federal prison, and there's we did 1 million pounds of food out of River City Harvest last year. So again, we rely heavily on our volunteers. So that would be one way to get involved. We are also set up for monetary donations on our website. So you can go on there, you can give directly to the neighborhood, and each agency is listed, and you could go right in there and make a secure donation to the agency of your choice.
Okay, and for those who don't know where you are, if they want to help or if they want to learn more, how can they find you?
Yeah, so 2516 Carter Avenue. We are at the intersection of 25th and Carter, and right in the backyard of KDMC there. Again, if you go to our website or like us on Facebook, those are really good ways to keep up with needs, what's going on, basically what our needs are.
Okay, so once again, I want to encourage all of our listeners to go check out The Neighborhood. You can find them at theneighborhood-ashland.org, or you can find them on Facebook to find out about all the needs and all the ways that you can help or the ways that you can get help through The Neighborhood. I want to say thanks to Todd Young for being our special guest today. If you missed any portion of this interview, or you want to hear the whole thing together, you can find that interview at walkfm.org. Now, if you're a part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I would love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.